Beach Rental, a barefoot book, written by Grace Green, narrated by Caroline Miller. Chapter 1. The Hammonds' house glittered. Crystal, gold, and silver reflected in the numerous floor-to-ceiling mirrors. The men wore tuxedos, and the ladies, draped and fitted in their gowns and jewels, rivaled the decorations in the lavish rooms. It was the fanciest home Julie Cook had ever seen. Julie wasn't glittery. She wove her way among the guests with a tray offering canapes. Her white shirt was already spotted with chocolate and red wine. The blotches were right smack in the middle, where her black vest couldn't hide them. Her feet hurt, bound in cheap black pumps. She was 26, and definitely not a decoration. She felt like a utility, faceless, graceless, and silent. She paused as a guest chose a mushroom-capped hors d'oeuvre from her tray. What were the Hammonds celebrating? It didn't matter. It was the same for Julie, regardless of the occasion. Just another slice of unlived-in time spent trying to earn a buck, because it was the bucks that kept her afloat, fed, and in her small apartment. A hip brushed hers as Carla whispered, "What's up with you and Frankie?" "Frankie and me? Nothing." Julie glanced around. "Then you won't mind if I ask him out?" "Sammy's watching. Move on. I'll catch you later." Julie broke away and walked toward a group of people. Neither she nor Carla needed trouble from Sammy. As a boss, he was a tyrant. It paid to be alert if she wanted to stay below the trouble radar. Nearby, a woman's voice erupted in laughter, and Julie turned to look. The woman was leaning toward a tall, thin man with her hand on his sleeve as she stared up into his face. Her body language was as revealing as his. Julie felt a little sorry for her. Even as the woman spoke to him, the man appeared to ignore her while he scanned the room. He had a lean build, light brown hair, and sharp features. The woman shrilled, "Luke, you are so..." Then the level of her voice dropped. He, Luke, was the one behaving differently from the rest of the group and should have been the one who looked out of place. But no, he made the other partiers look superfluous. Julie caught his stare. An unexpected pull, a subtle magnetism, drew her. A tingle raced up her spine. Had he sensed her eyes on him? His gaze passed over and through her and moved on. "That's right, I'm nobody."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?